Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Sam.
And joining us in studio today is our DW SciTech colleague and editor, Fabian Schmidt. Welcome.
Happy to be here again.
This is a big week for German kids, including my own daughter, because this is back to school week and Germany has returned back to school with a lot of open questions and a lot of people around the world looking toward Germany.
But schools were in session earlier in the summer or late spring, weren't they?
Yeah,
they did go back to school.
Germany is one of these kind of middle cases. You have the countries, the European countries that kept schools open. Sweden is often mentioned, the Netherlands, Denmark in there. You have the U.S. as a counterexample. Schools were closed. And then Germany was kind of in between. Here in North Rhine-Westphalia, the largest German state by population, there was this two-week period right before summer where the kids went back to school and then summer happened. So now it's reopened fully. And Fabian, you've been looking into how they've reopened. And we've had questions, a couple of them from the US, questions from around the world. How is Germany doing this? Because others want to do it well as well. So how is Germany doing the return to schools?
It's not very easy to answer because basically in Germany we have different federal states and they all have different rules and it's up to them to decide how they're going to handle it because health and also schooling is a state affair, not a federal affair. So in general you can say yes, the schools are open again. They're applying certain rules in the schools about distancing, about wearing masks. In some schools, you have to wear masks. In others, you don't have to wear a mask. And that depends on the situation in the state, the infection situation in the state, which in Germany actually is getting worse. But basically, it depends on how big the schools are, how many pupils are in the class, how much space they have, how easily they can air out things. And of course, the general hygienic conditions. Are there enough sinks to wash your hands in the school or not?
And doesn't the age of the students also matter when it comes to if they need to wear a mask or not?
Yes, and it has to do with the question of how the classes are designed. So generally, the younger the students, so we're talking about the beginning of the elementary school, that the rule is they have to wear masks in the corridors and when they're basically moving about, but inside the classroom, they don't have to wear a mask.
And just to clarify here, with elementary school, we're talking about up to about age 10, sometimes 11 for those children.
Yeah. The point is that in the junior high school, which comes after elementary school, often the subjects get more and more diverse. And so basically, it's almost like going to a university. You move about and you meet different pupils all over the time. And that's why they have to wear masks and they have to be more strict because it's basically impossible to track infection chains if you have a school system that doesn't function in closed groups where people stay within their closed group. But if they have to go somewhere else because this one has taken French and another one has taken Russian, then people will intermix too much and it will be virtually impossible to track infection chains.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that aspect of it. How many more interactions and therefore how much larger that potentially infectious network would be if you're changing
classes?
Basically,
in the end, it's the entire school. And if you have an integrated school like the one that I went to with altogether more than 1,000 students, then you can imagine what will happen.
And also for the teachers, they might be seeing as many as 100 students a day coming through multiple classes if they're teaching Spanish four times a day or something.
Right.
Fabian, this issue, whether or not kids should be sent back to school, has been in some ways politicized in our home country, Sam. And my question for you, what's your feeling in terms of how your average German feels about all these kids going back to school? Are they against it? Are they for it? Are they somewhere in the middle?
I think most people are somewhere in the middle because everybody understands that first, children and young people need interaction for their psychological and generally healthy development. So you can't keep them locked up with their parents for a whole year or maybe a year and a half. That's simply going too far and it would also cause serious development damage because this is an essential part of their life.
And Connor, you were telling me that this fall, if there's an infection in a school, they might need to shut the whole school down or at least send everyone to go learn from home.
So there, I came across a headline of one school already being, I mean, you reopen, right? Here in our, we're 2 days now into the new school year. It's just kicking back up that they're having to close schools because of infections. So this is for parents like me. I think I speak on behalf of a lot of parents here in Germany, a lot of the people we know who are concerned or sort of cautiously optimistic, cautiously happy that kids are going back to school. It's good for them. Frankly, it helps us parents a lot. However, if you have an infection at the school, the plan appears to be, I haven't spoken with the authorities at my school, to have a temporary shutdown of the school, whether it's a student or a teacher. And that raises a lot of questions for parents like me, or at the very least, we have to plan for it. In fact, I'm assuming that at some point that's going to happen. The kids will be out of school for a bit, back into school for a bit, so we'll have to see. Fabian, thank you for joining us today and talking German schools reopening for now.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Science Unscripted.